Paul Sweeney and Tom King joining us, Michael Barr, right now for an incredibly important interview. Kyle Yana joins us, Bloomberg Law, this on the Cleveland Guardians. And, you know, I don't know anything about the Guardians. I was supposed to be out in Euclid, Ohio, Michael. It's going to take the day off, like 4-day weekend kind of thing, to go out to the CEOR Arena to see the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, do you remember roller derby when we were kids?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
You know, your father would be like, you can't watch that. And then he'd be sitting there watching.
Yeah, it was like the Bugs Bunny cartoons. I'm not watching. Okay, just this
so
one
so this is like name brand trademark. Why don't you bring in Kyle Yenner here on the Cleveland roller derbies?
Well, Kyle, by the way, how are you, sir? This is one question I do have to ask about this, if I may, is that what does this do now for all of the branding, for all of the merchandise that has been set up between the Indians and now the Guardians?
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, a lot of people obviously learned of the Cleveland Guardians just, you know, in the last few days. And there's almost, and the trademark lawyers I talked to said there's almost basically zero chance that Major League Baseball and the Cleveland Indians weren't aware. I mean, this is something a Google search would have cleared up. So more likely than not, to answer your question, not a whole lot, because more than likely they definitely were aware of it. And more than likely, there's probably either a coexistence agreement or an agreement to purchase the, you know, the IP rights. So, I mean, these teams obviously put a lot into these branding efforts. So it would be really odd for them to not have known. Now, the Indians didn't comment on the record. The Guardians roller derby team representatives, the extent that they can be reached, did not comment on the record. It's actually telling. Usually when the little guy gets stampeded by someone on trademark rights, they're screaming about it and trying to draw attention to it and bring pressure. And the fact, and their silence to me says more than anything. So like you said, not too much of an effect, most likely. As funny as it is, they just tweeted a team that hasn't won a World Series since the Truman administration. It's easy to laugh at in general, but yeah, this is pretty standard protocol for teams that are rebranding.
So Kyle, I mean, trademark attorneys, what do they do to make sure, you know, I'm sure the team gave them maybe a dozen names to consider, then do they just go out on Google and
like what?
Start seeing what else is going on out there?
The Cleveland Cuyahogas?
It's actually kind of funny. All the teams definitely know how to Google. That's one thing that you need to know to do. Who's using trademark rights? Actually, they do search the trademark registry as well. Because trademark rights, or because, you know, that's going to be the first place you notice that there's some people trying to use a similar trademark out there. But beyond that, they've also, you know, got to do due diligence elsewhere, because trademark rights don't stem from registration. Registration just you know, kind of puts it all in ink and makes it very clear that you had it at this point and that you said you've been using it since that point. So you do got to go beyond that. But the other thing that's interesting about what the Indians did is they also, over the last year, they've actually opposed several other applications, because when teams know that they're going to change a name or create a new name, you have trademark squatters that want to try to stake their claim. And the Indians opposed not just there was a Cleveland Guardians application that they opposed at the trademark office. They did the same for a bunch of other ones as well: Foresters, Heroes, Cleveland Baseball Club. And they also tried to stop those so that no one can look them up and say, hey, they're opposing the Guardians one.
Okay. You know,
they opposed all of them. So you would throw off the trail.
And I'm riveted by the Cleveland Guardians versus the Cincinnati Battering Rams. We're looking for that in roller derby here at any moment. Last question to Michael Barr, Bloomberg Business of Sports. How do the Redskins react to this?
Well, first of all, the Redskins, obviously, the Washington football team, they got to be coming up with a name very soon. The Braves, that's a very good question. What are they going to do? Because they're going to change their name. Now, an interesting thing about that, the Kansas City Chiefs, they decided to keep the Chiefs name, but they got rid of the mascot. So, and I forgot the mascot's name.
There's some things that when we were kids, I mean, and I'm after Bob Feller, who changed baseball. The Indian logo in Cleveland was a little bit disparaging. I remember that. It was like that. The Braves, was it like that? I mean, I don't remember.
Well, where it got into trouble, it wasn't so much disparaging as the logo is what you would see in the stands when they would do the, you know, yeah, the tomahawk chop. And that's what caused a lot of problems.
Kyle, thanks so much. Kyle Yonner with his Bloomberg Law here on trademark of all of this. Where's this go? I mean, I just want to know where Scherzer's going. And, you know, he'd look great in a Padre uniform. Could you see him for the White Sox? That would be closer to Detroit.
To Chicago? My goodness. I'm glad we got a 7-second delay going on.
Right.
I mean,
the trade deadline is like in the next couple of days, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we get some action here.
Oh, no. Get a lot. I think, Michael, seriously, a lot of action, right?
By the way, you know who kept the best kept secret was Tom Hanks, because he's the one that voiced over that.
Video. Does he have any Cleveland connection, or just we like his voice? And
well, I love his voice. Yeah. I'm still trying to find a Cleveland connection to him, but, and I'm sure someone out there would know.